Henkel, the second paper I'll discuss, studies the role of ritual in the social life and political commitments of the middle class in contemporary Turkey. His argument is structured around two dynamics. One, in which religion is rooted in, and reflects, local culture and local concerns, and another in which it forms bonds that cut across local differences, thereby helping to produce and reinforce collective representations. He allows that the Islamist movement in Turkey does reflect local concerns, but he argues that this, in addition, this is a quote, inserts a fixed point of reference into the diverse and changing life worlds of religious Muslims. The paper focuses on the five times daily prayer, the Salat, and is based on fieldwork in Istanbul and Berlin between 2000 and 2002. As his language indicates, he's explicitly Durkheimian in approach, and he introduces Humphrey and Laidlaw's book as an example of, another quote here, the anti-Durkheimian approach of British anthropology. Now, Humphrey and Laidlaw mention, with approval, a paper by John Bowen, in which he argues that, since different informants gave him different interpretations of Salat, it, quote, is not designed according to a single symbolic or iconic core, unquote. Consequently, the symbolic approach, according to which rituals marshal symbols to express certain views of the world, cannot constitute a general theory of ritual. Henkel disagrees. He points to what Humphrey and Laidlaw call the stipulation of ritual action, arguing that this points away from whatever local interpretations of Islam are found in particular contexts, and towards a common understanding of the tradition, which can be found in the very language of prayer. The call to prayer emphasizes the unity and power of God, and these themes are found again in the Fatiha and in other verses recited in the Salat. Thus, the very ritualization of ritual, the fact that there are rules for how to perform rituals, points to collective meanings, and these are clearly inscribed in the ritual itself by the tradition. By focusing on particular theological claims, the Salat serves to form a shared Muslim community that cuts across local differences over, e.g., the headscarf or economic liberalism. These are examples given in Henkel's paper. Now, Henkel might have entered into his research with a prior commitment as a Durkheimian, but clearly, the contrast between local differences and pan-Islamic unity was emphasized to him by his informants. He's read Humphrey and Laidlaw, but again, his citation of their work misunderstands or ignores the positive theory they develop in their book. It almost appears as though the desire to faithfully represent the concerns of his informants keeps him from seriously engaging with the theoretical literature that he brings to bear.